Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. The phones are open here if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Joa and Reed Coverdale.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots of talk shows, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free. So head on over to freetalklive.com. We're talking about the latest lawsuit that Alex Jones is suffering. And, you know, again, whatever you think about Alex Jones' opinions about the issues, whether he's an a-hole or not, I think that
he's an a-hole.
He probably is. In a country in which there's supposedly freedom of speech, we need to protect the speech of the a-holes. Because that is the important, that's the idea behind the First Amendment, is you don't need to protect popular speech. It's popular. It has no chance of becoming unpopular. You don't have to worry about it. The speech that needs to be protected is the crazy stuff, the stuff that's outrageous, the stuff that's enraging to people. That's the kind of speech.
The stuff that gives you emotional damage.
Right, the controversial speech out there. And the fact that Alex Jones has been found responsible in a civil case in Texas already is insult enough to the idea of freedom of speech, but it's not over for Jones. He's now facing more civil trials, including a trial in Connecticut where he and his parent company Free Speech Systems are being sued. And according to the story at the Associated Press, it is very well possible that this current case in Connecticut could mean an even larger award for the families who are claiming to have been harmed somehow by Alex Jones simply saying things that some people don't like. Now, Reed, you told me off the air you've got some opinions about Alex Jones, and he said something recently that was fairly upsetting.
Oh, about libertarians. Yeah, I mean, in general, I don't like Alex Jones because I feel like he sensationalizes everything to an extent that people are either not willing to look beyond the official narrative, or if they do look beyond the official narrative, they get dragged down a rabbit hole of BS that's just, like, totally inaccurate. So I feel like he's not much of an agent of trying to, uncover the truth. But yeah, he went on Steven Crowder's show, I think yesterday, and said he is now anti-libertarian, which I'm actually okay with that because, I mean, I
has he ever been pro-libertarian?
Well, he says he was back in, like, the 90s and the early 2000s, which I think is kind of accurate.
Maybe so.
I know Scott Horton actually used to know him way back
in the day. There's a lot of overlapping, things with Alex Jones and the libertarian movement. I mean, you had, Ron Paul on his show many, many times.
Actually, he did, but then he went all Trump in 2016.
Yeah.
And, like, if you were going to make the argument Alex Jones was a libertarian, and he sure as hell wasn't after Trump. I mean, he seemed to have kind of turned around after Trump lost, but that's typical for Republicans, right? You know, Republicans always sound more libertarian when they're not the ones.
So he finally had that feeling when the guy did with Ron Paul not winning. He got that feeling when Trump didn't win. And, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he used to be, at least something you could give to Alex Jones was he was at the very least consistent in his critique of those who are in power until Trump. He criticized Obama, he criticized Bush, and then he completely, took the Trump, whatever you want.
Although
to call
he
it.
Has changed on that recently over the vaccine. I don't know if you've been paying attention to that.
What has he said?
Well, he's like calling the vaccine a vial of poison, and Donald Trump isn't willing to, drop his endorsement of the vaccine and act like it was the great savior of humanity. And so Alex Jones has actually kind of dumped him for DeSantis lately.
I mean, did he recognize anything with Trump when it came to Dershowitz? Like, his Donald Trump's lawyer was also Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer? Like,
did he also work for OJ?
Did he?
Back in the day?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, it's like these celebrity lawyers types. Yeah. But I certainly wouldn't want to have representation from someone that protected a mass rapist, child rapist.
Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, and then he, like, hired PNAC, basically. You know, John Bolton and all these hacks. It's just awful.
Oh, it was terrible.
So Jones is now officially anti-libertarian as of this week, basically.
I'm okay with this.
If anyone watching knows the show Liberty Lockdown, it's Clint Russell. He's a friend of mine. He's actually going to have Alex Jones on his show sometime next week, and he's a libertarian show, so it'll be interesting. I mean, Jones was critiquing libertarianism, saying that it has no answer to corporatism. So with the vaccine mandates kind of being pushed by private companies, he said libertarians don't have an answer. I disagree with him, but...
Well, what's your answer then?
Well, my answer is, like, I think that instead of, like, trying to have more regulation to divide state and business, we should be removing more regulation to divide state and business. I mean, the reason you had all this private company pushing vaccine mandates in the first place was because of mandates that were initially enforced by the government and then Joe Biden, you know, pushing private companies to do this.
And not just mandates, but also prohibitions, right? Yeah. So you had the prohibitions on ivermectin and the other alternatives that people could be using for next to no cost. Those things were in many ways actually prohibited from people being able to use them. So you didn't need...
It wasn't good marketing.
Well, there was just no money to be made from these mega corporations. And another point to make on corporate America that libertarians should be aware of is that governments are corporations, right? This is one thing that the left ignores completely when they're right about being critical of mega corporations. Well, at least they used to be. Now the left loves pharmaceutical corporations all of a sudden. But, you know, they're right to be critical of these, you know, corporatism and mega corporations and total corporate ownership of our lives and jobs and all that. But it's the government that gives them the protections. It's the government that issues their corporations in the first place. The governments are the granddaddy of all corporations. Look, whenever you drive into one of these towns here in New Hampshire or wherever it is that you live, what's it say on the sign? Incorporated 1792 or whenever it was that the town, you know, wrote some words down on a piece of paper and called it a thing.
They gain all kinds of different, you know, protections by being incorporated too.
Right.
Insurance type.
And that's what a corporation is. It's just it's a piece of paper with words on it. It's an imaginary concept. It is what they call a legal fiction. And that's all it is. It's not Walmart is both a corporation and a business, right? So there's the business of buying cheap things from China or wherever and then selling them to you at, you know, a discount or, you know, whatever their business is. And then there's the corporation that protects them from liability for their, you know, for their corporate masters.
Right.
So that's what would be one of the things that would be different in a libertarian society is we wouldn't need that crap. Now, that's not to say that there shouldn't be protections for, like, stockholders, right? So, like, if you own stock in a company and somebody kills another person or somebody gets crushed by a forklift or, you know, something happens on the job, the stockholders shouldn't be held responsible for the day-to-day decisions of the employees of the company. Those individuals should be held responsible, and I think that that's just something that would shake out in the marketplace. Like, juries or arbiters or arbitrators would understand those differences. You don't need a file folder with a corporate gang known as the government to, you know, protect you from those things.
I feel like it's a cop-out for corporations because they're lobbying the government to write all these regulations, and these are the ones that are abusive that the left is really, that what the left used to be so against. But now it just seems like, oh, if as long as it's favoring us, we'll let them do it. We'll build all this legislation to restrict everyone and make them wear masks and have to get the Fauci ouchie and just be able to function society. And it's okay, you know, it's this way, but the way it was before, it just doesn't make any sense to them. And the reality is, it's like less government, people. Less government is the solution. Less control, centralization, more decentralization.
Right. Without all the, you mentioned the regulations. Without the regulations, then you have the opportunity for people who maybe are poor or lower middle class or they don't have a whole lot in, you know, funds to be able to open up a business. If you're a poor person and you want to start your own business, it basically is a non-starter. You can't do it because there's always some stupid
licensing or some government bureaucracy and some government goons standing in your way saying, well, you can't do that. You've got to get this fee paid and you got to talk to these bureaucrats over here and file these forms in triplicate. And it's like, you got to hire a lawyer to do all that crap because you're going to screw up one of the steps and they're going to tell you, thanks, we'll take your application fee and then deny it and you're going to start all over.
If you're young and you haven't worked a job yet, wait until you get your first paycheck. You're going to know what it's like.
That's when you learn. That's true. More coming up here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on Alex Jones. We also have some alternative currency news coming up that Joe wants to share.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's a little bit more about this Alex Jones story that I do want to cover. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Comments from the plaintiffs in the case, which are, of course, as you might guess, pretty pathetic. But with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Joa. Reed Coverdale.
Bitcoin.com is your best source for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go over there and click Get Started at the top of the page. You will find some introductory videos there. And if you're pressed for time, just watch the first one. It'll take you, I think, 3 or so minutes of your life. And you get some of the basic concepts down. There are some new ideas that you probably should understand about the ideas of cryptocurrency, like decentralization and cutting out the middleman, like the banks and the governments, from the picture of money and why that's beneficial. You can get that information from the Get Started section over at Bitcoin.com, and you can dig as deep as you want to into this topic. Whether you want to learn about mining or the programming aspect or more details about the technology, that's all available. You just got to do the Get Started first over at Bitcoin.com. They've got the latest headlines as well on their news site at Bitcoin.com. Of course, a big news story today in the world of cryptocurrency is that Ethereum has made the flip over to the proof of stake system, as I understand it. I've not heard a lot of the details about that, but supposedly it went smoothly, I guess.
Okay.
So Ethereum price hasn't really jumped or gone down significantly, so I guess we'll see how it shakes out in the coming days. And again, you can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Penguin. He's on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Penguin.
Hey, yeah, guys. I had a call in when you brought up Alex Jones. Somebody mentioned this conversation somewhere in the Matrix chat, but I wasn't going to look it up or anything. But when you mentioned Alex Jones, and I think it was on Crowder, this is the same conversation that was mentioned in the chat. But anyways, talking about how libertarians don't have an answer to corporatism or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, first of all, like, what's your answer? What's your actual viable answer? Just it's always first critique is it's always like libertarians or any other sort of kind of decentralist, you know, or anti-totalitarian ideology is like you don't have a plan. You don't have a plan for something that happens now and you know, with all the
I'm getting a little lost in all the yous. When you say you don't have a plan, are you talking about Jones or libertarians?
Libertarians. Like, you don't have a plan to prevent X. Well, I don't highly doubt that he has any kind of actual viable plan to prevent, a vague and really broad-based thing, you know, corporate control and corporate centralization and everything. But libertarians definitely do have critiques of big business and big corporations. Whether you're going to go back to, right before libertarians, I mean, Adam Smith got the founder or whatever, the guy that first did the scholarship on capitalism, which wasn't talking about capitalism at all, hugely critical of business interests way back then, all the way to like someone like Murray Rothbard, who is absolutely very much into like very left wing critiques of what big business did in the progressive era and revisionist history on that and everything. But it's been constant, and it's just been for various reasons. If there's anything where libertarians have not messaged this very well, it's been the exception, I think, basically, or it's been the fault of maybe libertarians for a while in not messaging that, because that's very much a part of it.
Well, just to clarify, when you say the libertarians aren't messaging, you're saying that generally you feel as though libertarians don't focus on the issue of corporate control and a connection to the state and their power because of that?
I think that there was a period of time where maybe that was not the emphasis of libertarians. So people have the kind of, you know, impression that libertarians are all for business, for corporate control. I mean,
Those are two different things. Yeah. Those are two different things. So business does not necessarily mean corporation. For instance, Free Talk Live, it's before it was owned by the Shire Free Church, had never incorporated, and it still hasn't incorporated in any sense of the word. The church ultimately now does have a trade name so that Mark could go and open a bank account under the term Free Talk Live, but there's no, like, whatever type of corporation out there filed for this radio show. We just, you know, do the show, and people support us, and we don't feel the need to.
You guys
ask
didn't get a bailout.
Well, hang on a second. Well, hang on a second, Ian. We have a corporation controlling what you do.
What do you mean?
Well, the federal government has the FCC, and we can't swear.
They're controlling what the radio stations do, and we agree to play by those rules to get on those stations.
Right, but there is...
But we're actually not held liable
for that. We're consenting to those controls, I guess, to be broadcasted across the country.
Yeah, we have to consent to their rules. We're willing to agree to the station's rules, but, you know, there's a chance the stations would have rules even without the FCC.
Oh, sure. You
know, just because they have advertisers, and they want their advertisers to be happy.
And I can, you know, just theorize that if it was only late night radio shows we're on, maybe we could get away with, like, you know, swearing, for instance, as one of those rules that are...
I don't know about that. That's a good question. I think it would depend. It really just all depends on whether or not somebody tells on you, basically.
If no one complains
to the FCC, then the FCC doesn't...
Isn't that how the government works in general? If someone tells on you, you get in trouble.
Sure. Yeah.
But they're always listening.
So, Penguin, I don't think you're wrong about this. There is this sort of common misconception that... because libertarians want to see a free market, that means that corporations can just rule over everything. And that's, I think people do leave out the fact that free markets don't necessarily mean corporations, right?
And that's, we're talking about, like you said, the common misconception and not necessarily,
right.
Maybe we might know otherwise, but yeah, it's the common misconception, exactly. So I totally agree on that. But that's kind of what matters, because this is what's in the news now. This is a big current, like, especially on the right and with different people, but especially on, like, the dissident right. People are concerned about this, where it hasn't been a big issue on the right for various reasons. I mean, for one thing, let's just say, hey, big business has been way more, you know, amenable to what the right has traditionally been into up until a certain point. Now they're all of a sudden on the other side of this fence, kind of in this cultural milieu that we're in, and now it's all of a sudden this issue, and it's like, well, libertarians don't have, because, you know, this very shallow understanding of libertarian ideas.
Thanks for clearing up your thoughts on that tonight, Penguin. Appreciate hearing from you. You guys have any other comments?
Yeah, I'd like to think that most libertarians would answer, are corporations people? Most libertarians would be like, no. You can never, a corporation can never be a person.
That's an insane legal land fiction.
Right.
That whole idea.
So maybe that clears up a lot of what he was talking about, you know, but libertarians, I think generally, I don't know how to really generalize it per se, but, you know, I think corporations have proven themselves not worthy enough to be a part of, like, our reality, and it's been, you know, taken over by government. To be enforceable,
corporations are essentially just extensions of the state in a lot of ways.
Yes, right.
You know, when you're forming a corporation, most of the time you're asking for a favor.
Yeah, right? The state has to find those lines, and the corporations are like, okay.
Yeah, you are going to the state, and you're saying, oh, dear state, please bless upon me your, you know, sanction or whatever, your blessings, protection, and you, in return for that, are agreeing to do whatever they tell you to. You're agreeing to follow their corporate rules, whatever those might be. They pass a new regulation, you hop to it. Mm-hmm. You got to do what they say. So they have you by the balls when you ask them for any kind of favors.
Yeah.
And that's all a corporation
is. It's like doing a deal with the devil at this point.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Well, that's what it was always intended to be.
Yeah.
The number here if you want to join the show is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So the free market levels the playing field. The free market says anybody can go into business. You don't have to ask permission. It's like crypto, right? Like, you don't have to ask permission to get into crypto, generally. And you shouldn't have to ask permission to hang out your shingle and offer a product or service.
Not hurting anybody.
Everybody else.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Together, we reached an agreement. You reached an agreement that will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruptions of our economy.
President Biden speaking at the White House, cheering a tentative deal averting a national railroad strike. Biden and Labor Secretary Marty Walsh helping to broker the agreement. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is cautiously optimistic about the recent decline in monkeypox cases.
We've been pleased to see a decline in the growth of new cases here and abroad, though there are areas of the U.S. where the rate of rise in new cases is still increasing.
New data from Freddie Mac shows the average 30-year mortgage fixed rate is now just over 6% for the first time since 2008. The Fed Reserve has been increasing its key interest rate to help fight inflation over this summer. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can sign up for our email updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over to a little email sign-up box. There's really not much else that you can do at news.freetalklive.com, and you will get the occasional email update. I used to say they were weekly. Now it's just like, you know, whenever I got something to announce. I don't want to fake it, right? Like, so if there's not really anything worth saying, I'm not going to send you an email. But if there is, you'll get one. So head over there. You can drop your email address in that sign-up box at news.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Ian, Joa, and Reed in the studio, Sarah is on the lines in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. So we have a convicted felon who did 5 years in jail. Okay. And now
for
he's
going
to be asked.
For what? What did the felon go to prison for?
Okay, so he had a theft ring. He stole a bunch of stuff. They had him on camera that he ran a theft ring.
Okay, that's bad.
Okay, so that he will be on the ballot running for state representative.
So now he's going to be a professional thief. In the black market. Now he's going legit.
Makes perfect.
Yeah. What do you think about this, Sarah?
mean, look at this. Do you know which party he's going to run on? He's going to run on the Republican Party.
I don't think it matters.
Well, I mean, that's
no figure, right?
Well, I mean, that's supposed to tell me that I'm a Democrat, so
you
that
are?
Proves to me that, yes, I am a Democrat.
Wait, I thought you were a communist.
Well, Democrat socialist. I am a communist. That works for the Democratic Party, and a lot of people have asked, is the Democratic Party the Communist Party or Socialist Party?
Well, isn't there a Socialist Party, like the Socialist Workers Party?
Yes,
are you also
Democratic Socialist of America?
Are you also a nationalist?
Right.
Do you believe in nationalism?
That's what I'm talking about. So
I know. I'm just curious.
Together.
I'm just curious. We can carry on. But are you a nationalist, too?
I don't know what that means, but that goes to tell me that the Republican Party, they're a bunch of crooks. But you guys claim that all the politicians are crooks, but
I think
the Republicans are even more of a crook because they actually hired a felon, and there's a judge that allowed him to be put on the ballot. That's,
hey, want to hear something crazy? Sarah, you got to hear this. It's crazy. My friend, okay, Jason Gearhart, he is a felon. He just won. He's now a House rep.
He's not a House rep yet.
He won
the primary.
Right. He's going to the primary. He won the primary.
But he is awesome, and we love Gearhart.
Yeah, right. And you know, I'm proud of his felony charge. I don't think he should went to jail, but I don't know about this theft ring you're talking about. Like, I want to hear more about what that theft ring was, because like maybe this guy
was he stealing.
Yeah, I mean, was he like stealing back his taxes type of thing?
No, they're stealing things out of stores and stuff like that. But what's funny is that he actually had a degree from UNIM afterwards, so he cleaned
up his act. Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it possible that he's no longer the person that he once was? Can't people change?
Yeah, that's how we... So we had a judge here that allowed him to be put on the ballot because I changed... I was young, I was stupid, and I got a degree from UNIM. I turned my life around, so I want to be able to... run, but he ran for the obviously the Republican Party is a crooked party more so than the.
Well, that's just a partisan belief. I mean, for somebody in a party to believe that the other party is way worse is a typical belief. The people in the Republicans believe that about the Democrats, and the people in the Democrats believe that about the Republicans, and you know. They're both wrong because they're all scum to me.
I generally don't really mind if someone's been convicted of a crime and they run for office, like per se. But I tell you what, if you are on the system, if you're collecting, you know, say welfare or...
You mean like Sarah?
Social Security, EBT, you shouldn't run for office.
Well, she's not.
No, I know. I'm just sending out my own principle here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sarah?
Actually, I don't think you should have much of a say in society either.
You don't think you should be able to vote?
I think voting is pushing it. I mean, look, you're adopting, you're allowing the state to adopt you.
There's a strong argument that you should only be able to vote if you own property.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a strong way. I mean, I think it should be, how much influence do you have? And that's, the influence is where your vote is. I don't really believe in voting per se. Mm-hmm. At the end of it all.
It seems to work in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but once we take over, then we'll just leave everyone alone.
Yeah, can we abolish voting after we, you know, get rid of the government?
I think that's a wise plan, because otherwise it could go bad.
Flip it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just think, you know, we're going to vote with our dollars and our feet. We're not going to vote by going to a ballot box and deciding what everyone's future is, you know? We're going to decide these things on a social level, very individual social level. We're not going to do it because we told this corporation, a.k.a. government, to decide every little aspect of our lives, to fine-tune how we survive and live. Like, you know, it could be China.
So did you say this guy's running for state representative, Sarah?
I think so. His last name is Pena.
Does he even have a chance? I mean, this is New Mexico, right? I mean, isn't it basically a Democratic stronghold?
That's correct. So that he's basically a sellout, what you call a trick vote. In other words, like he's a Pena. He's a Latino. So the whole thing is the Republican. They get these Latinos to sell out.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? What do you think he's selling out? Are you suggesting that all Latinos by birth are supposed to be Democrats?
Sounds kind of racist to me.
It does.
Well, the thing is that they're trying to confuse people. They're trying to say that Well, he's a Latino Democrat, so you have to go vote for him. So he's going to.
But he's not a Democrat.
Next, they're going to be women Republicans and black Republicans.
Why would they really? Why would you say they're trying to confuse people to make him think make people think he's a Democrat when he's a Republican? Like that seems pretty obvious.
Well, he could confuse people by being a felon. Maybe they'll think he's a Democrat.
No. People get confused by the fact that their nationality. Like, oh, he's like us. Susana Martinez was Republican, but she's a Latina.
Is that racism?
So, yeah, I think that's racism.
It's at the very least stereotypical. It's new racism, right? Yeah. Like, you're not saying that he's...
It's not a racism.
She's not
it's
saying he's inferior because he's Hispanic. That he should be Democrat, though,
right?
Is what people believe about Hispanics. You know,
if you didn't vote Joe Biden, you're not black.
You know, Sarah, that there's a large conservative streak in Hispanics. Like, you know, a bunch of them are Catholics, and they're very conservative people.
Yeah.
You're aware of that, right?
Well, there are, but most of the Latinos are, they vote Democrat. That's like the usual thing.
You mean the people who are, you got to clarify here, Sarah, of the Latinos who are registered to vote, you think most of them vote Democrat? Because there's a lot of hardworking people out there who just come here from Mexico, for instance, and they are just working. And they don't pay attention to who's running for mayor or who's running for state representative. They're not voting. They either can't vote or they don't care about voting. You understand that, right? Like, those people, you're not counting them, are you?
Right. But most of the Latinos, the Spanish population here in New Mexico, they vote Democrat. That's why they're fighting so hard in the Las Cruces area, close to El Paso. They're going to reach out to the Latinos in that area.
And I think part of the reason for that is a misunderstanding. I think a lot of people who are of that descent, they believe a thing about the Democrats. And I think the Republicans have led them to believe that by being so anti-immigration and being so hostile towards people coming here. But the Democrats are just as hostile. They're just better about hiding it in their rhetoric.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you look at what Joe Biden's done after he took over for Trump, he hasn't, like, released people from the detention centers or anything. He's bringing as many kids in there, separating them from their families, just like Trump did.
I thought we had open borders.
Like Obama did.
What is it about? What? I just heard we had open borders now. I don't know.
I'm okay with this.
If only that were the case. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. So, I mean, there's just so much misinformation out there. Biden has continued the Obama the Fourth or whatever has continued the previous president's policies.
Yeah.
The wall, everything.
Yeah, they continue to build the wall.
The enforcement.
What's the Democrat word for wall?
Good question. This is free.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us in these remaining moments. Maybe enough time for you. You dial in now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We are doing an AI art contest.
Ooh.
By the way, we're giving away 10,000 internet points.
Cool.
What that means, I don't really know. But you'll get our appreciation, and you'll get whatever the bragging rights are of saying you won our art contest. There have actually been a couple entries already. You can enter this by creating your own AI-based artwork, which is easier than ever to do.
Right, yeah.
You can go to midjourney.com and do the midjourney thing there, and they give you like 25 freebies.
And that works through Discord, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And there's also Stable Diffusion, which is the more open source alternative where there's literally no restrictions, basically, if you use the right implementation of that. So do your research. There's a good list of Stable Diffusion implementations on Reddit right now. There's literally dozens of these things out there. Pick the one that works for you and get creating, and then you can upload it to our social media platform, which we run our own Mastodon system. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, tag at FTL. That way we see your entry, and we're going to review them on Tuesday night on that show, and we'll see if we've got one worthy of picking as the best.
I want some points.
Well, have you done any of the AI?
I have not done it yet. I have yet to.
You're an art kind of guy.
Yeah,
right?
But this is like a different way of doing it. And I've been very impressed. My friend Wandering Hippie, he's got a YouTube channel. He's been playing around with it lately. He just discovered it, and it is fascinating with the results. And you showed me a few things like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we've been having fun with it too.
Yeah. It's fun. You just type in words you think might work.
And you see if they do.
And if they don't, you swap them around maybe.
Right. Yeah, it's really cool stuff. Anyway, do that on your own. Tag FTL at our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. If you want to enter, we go to Bob. He's in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live in Charleston.
Well, thank you. I'm sure you all have heard that the Facebook people have been collecting communications between private citizens in regards to January 6th and the 2020 election. And this is without a subpoena. This is without probable cause. And they've been collecting this information and sending it directly to the FBI's domestic terrorism units.
Mm.
Now, after they've collected these from state representatives, from individual citizens, and they've collected the most famous, I would think, was the MyPillow guy. What's his name? Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm. That was from a Facebook.
They collected all of his, because he wrote a Facebook streaming video. And so they sent that information to the FBI's domestic terrorism unit. And then they, about a month and a half later, they decided to ambush this fellow, Mike Lindell, at a Hardee's drive-through.
Yeah, that was a couple of days ago. They took his phone. They had a warrant to seize his phone.
Yeah. Yes. And they didn't give him a reason why. They just took his phone. And
I'll tell you why. It's because they want to get as much evidence about Trump and his associates as they possibly can. That's obviously what's going on here. But what you're saying to me isn't a surprise about Facebook. We know that Facebook, of course, in the beginning of actually prior to the COVID really kicking off in March of 2020, Facebook had already entered into an agreement with the NIH or whoever it was, the federal government gang, to give them free advertising, millions of dollars worth of advertising for free, right in time for the COVID rollout. I mean, these people have been working hand in hand with the state as, you know, over the last decade. So what you're saying is not a shock, but there it is.
Well, they're doing this without authority from the law. Actually,
well, they don't need to. It's their private platform, and they can give over whatever they want to. I mean, look, if you're giving them information, they do what they want with it.
Believe it or not, Facebook has a law enforcement backdoor, and you can go to it, but don't try to, you know, get into it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you just sign up your name in official capacity, and they'll just reveal whatever they want. So whatever you've done on Facebook, anyone listening out there, it is easily accessible.
Absolutely.
Well, and the FBI is doing something highly illegal.
What's that?
They don't have probable cause. They do not have a subpoena to acquire.
They don't need it. I get what you're saying, and I want you to be right about this.
I wish I had those protections with those things. And that's just, you know, if you're afraid to get caught with something, don't do anything on Facebook.
Look, the thing is, they don't need the probable cause because they have cooperation on the part of Facebook.
And you signed up for that.
Right. Facebook could say.
The FBI cannot do that.
They can, and they are doing it.
They're doing it because they violate the law of the land.
Well, they do all kinds of things that they shouldn't be doing, and obviously they shouldn't exist, but they do exist, and they get away with all of the violations that they conduct. So in this particular case, if you brought a lawsuit, you'd be kicked out of court for lack of standing, because the court would rule that... and, you know, feel free to try it and see how it works, but the court would rule. I doubt you'd be able to even find an attorney. The what now?
Okay, well, let's go after them then.
Well, go for it. I am.
I encourage you.
I'm
rooting for you.
Absolutely. We should be jailed, some of these people.
Yeah, they're trying to put me in prison right now over a bunch of nonsense, victimless charges. You can go to thecrypto6.com if you want to learn more about that. But even if I am victorious with, you know, getting not guilty on the 24 charges that I'm currently facing, the odds that I would be able to hold them in any way liable for the things that they've done to me and my friends and my family over the last 2 years would be near to zero.
Right now that are gaining some foothold in their state courts with this.
Well, they got that mental illness clause called qualified immunity.
Yeah, they can basically do whatever they want. Yeah, they get they're held no liability.
Well, whatever.
They're held to no liability for violating the law. I'm afraid the best answer here is to secede from the United States, because the odds that these tough-talking Republicans are going to get into office and abolish the FBI, what a load.
Yeah,
all of these people, if they get elected, they're just going to pat the FBI on the back. They're going to change out the FBI head and put in one of their own heads, and they're going to say, all is solved.
Whoa, put in one of their own heads. Christopher Wray is one of their guys.
Good point. Yeah, Trump appointed.
But before we secede from the Union, from Facebook.
But they'll do it just for an image.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Where would you go after you succeeded?
You think Facebook's the only solution? There's plenty of other platforms that will not censor you, or, you know, less censory.
Sure, you could.
Or less invasive.
Or different governments will care, you know, censor you.
You can start your own platform.
brought to task in court immediately.
No, you got to get off of Facebook, man.
You don't have probable cause, and you go and you confiscate property.
No, what you're missing, Bob, and I don't know how many times I can explain it. I do appreciate your call tonight. What you're missing is Facebook isn't a government agency, and so therefore, anything they do, they can hand over if they feel like it.
You practically sold your soul when you signed up on Facebook.
Yeah, they can sell ads based on the things you tell them, and they can hand over the data you give them right to the government. I wish it wasn't that way, but that's the way it is. And I thank you for the call tonight, Bob. Appreciate you bringing that up. So alternative currencies, Joe, you're really concerned with giving people an alternative to use besides the U.S. dollar. We've talked a lot about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
We're big fans of goldbacks here on Free Talk Live. Yes. There's something new that's hitting the scene. Well, what's
gold
old
backs
is
close.
New.
What's
old is new.
So, no, I'm just kidding. So me and a couple of the people here in New Hampshire, we started Pay with Silver, and it's paywithsilver.org. And the idea, what we're doing to we're encouraging people to actually go to stores, try to pay with silver. But we just started this campaign. We have a couple businesses listed, and we want more businesses listed onto our site that will take silver for their services and products. And what's great about, there's a local mint nearby that makes 1/10 ounce silver pieces that are 925, so it has a good utility. It can jingle around your pocket without it being worn down very easily. And I highly encourage people to go over to local silver mint. And that's over in Ware, New Hampshire. And this guy, he makes it himself.
Well, most people listening aren't anywhere near New Hampshire, so what do they do?
They can go to Heavy Metal Construction. That's the little pieces. And I think JM Bullion is the site you can get these pieces. But I don't want you to buy these to invest. I want you to buy these
to use them.
So you can use them. You're converting it into another way that is outside of, the government's, view, because it's trading. You're trading precious metal. And that's really what's going to come down to. And people have been hoarding silver for such a long time. Well,
it's not going to stop hoarding it.
It's going to be a time when hyperinflation hits, and you're not going to convert it into USD. You're going to have to go and use it at the store, because USD is not going to be able to wipe your butt. You won't be able to burn it fast enough to stay warm, they did in Germany or Zimbabwe.
I wish we had more time to talk about it, because my plan was to hold your feet to the flames with some tough devil's advocacy on this one as a fan of the goldback. And
I like goldbacks, too.
I love silver, but I got to say, the goldback is...
Well, we're listing the goldback and the crypto with these businesses if they accept them, too.
Goldback is a beautiful product, and it's going to be tough for silver to compete with it, but maybe we'll talk about it the next time you're in. More tomorrow. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.